real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said Sunday that the U.S. carried out precision strikes on targets in Syria. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, traveling in Japan, had a similar sentiment. The U.S. priority in Syria, preventing bad actors from filling the power vacuum.
Such as ISIS could try to take advantage of this opportunity and regain capability.
The opportunity arose with the collapse of President Bashar Assad's government. He left Syria and headed to Russia, which says it's granted him political asylum. Tulsi Gabbard, President-elect Trump's choice for Director of National Intelligence, has been criticized for supporting the Assad regime. She's due to begin meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill today. She's seeking Senate confirmation. And Jay-Z's been added to an existing civil lawsuit against Sean Diddy Combs. He's accused of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl in 2000. He's denied the allegations. This is ABC News. The search for clues leading to the unknown killer of the United Healthcare CEO continued over the weekend in New York City.
Authorities still have not found or named him, but they believe the suspect escaped by bus about 45 minutes after United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson was gunned down. Police searching in Central Park for a second day, divers scouring the water for evidence, including the distinctive murder weapon and the bicycle the suspect was seen pedaling away from the crime scene. The pond is close to the spot where police found what they believe is the suspect's backpack. Sources tell ABC News it contained a jacket and Monopoly money. Detectives are trying to determine if the play money was meant as some sort of statement.
To ABC's Eric Katursky, a lot of money spent on a pair of iconic ruby red slippers worn by Judy Garland in 1939's Wizard of Oz. They sold for $28 million at an auction over the weekend. And this morning, Golden Globes nominations will be announced. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Bucks beat Brooklyn. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks picked up a win, beating the Brooklyn Nets at the Barclays Center, 118-113. After the game, Doc Rivers agreed his team got off to a slow start.
You know, it's funny. It felt like we played awful offense. We were shooting 57% at halftime. But we turned the ball over and gave up offensive rebounds. And they had a 10-shot shot cushion on us. Now, in the second half, we got to the foul line a lot, so it looked worse. But we only took 68 shots tonight, which is unheard of in a basketball game.
The Bucks host the Orlando Magic in an NBA Cup quarterfinal tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, Willy Adames agreeing to a 7-year contract with the San Francisco Giants over the weekend worth $182 million, the largest deal in that team's history. The 29-year-old shortstop played 4 years for the Brewers. NFL, Packers back at work in meetings and getting ready for a road trip to Seattle to play the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Brace yourself for a new Hollywood reboot, folks. Scrubs ran for 7 seasons from 2001 to 2008 on NBC and then 2 seasons on ABC. The original executive producer and showrunner, Bill Lawrence, will also commandeer the reboot, but as of right now, there is no cast yet attached. Maybe they should cast those two guys from the T-Mobile commercials. Looking for a good murder mystery? You might want to check out the show Cross. Cross is based on the best-selling Alex Cross novels by James Patterson and is quickly gaining viewers. The show logged 40 million views in its first 20 days of release, making it the sixth most viewed show ever on Amazon Prime. Aldous Hodge plays the brilliant Alex Cross, a detective and forensic psychologist who pursues serial killers. Season 1 is currently available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 43 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Colder, 32 for a high with some light snow by tomorrow night and through much of the day Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
I'm the Cap Times, and he's the host of Nightlight. Across Civic Media, Peach Schwabba will be joining us. And, of course, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. I'm really loud.
Yeah.
I just told myself to be quiet. Good morning, everybody.
Did you get your 300 steps in this weekend? I can tell you, Johnny.
Who are you talking to?
Well, last weekend, you just watched football.
Oh, I thought. Okay.
You got 335 steps.
I thought you talked to Nikki.
No.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, there's a story behind it. No, I was asking you I just want to tell you
That's just funny you would say that, because if Nikki's listening, she's like, oh my gosh, did I talk to the mayor about this? Go ahead.
I woke up really sore. You know what I did this weekend? I put up my decorations. And that causes soreness. And I never
I don't like when Todd comes in our room. That's like when the pilot leaves the cockpit. Because the music is still playing.
Flying.
I think somebody bumped some of the controls under the desk there with their knee. And so you were very loud. So I had to run and see if I could fix that. So.
Okay. I didn't, though.
No, you didn't. No.
All right.
It's funny that didn't come out in our test this morning.
Our pre-show test.
So the mayor says he's really sore about putting putting up Christmas lights.
Right. Okay. That's where we'll begin.
You know,
I'm really sore from watching football.
I know why that Christmas lights. I think that's the first time I was really sore.
Did you go up on a ladder?
Yep. Went up on a ladder, and I carried the.
So you did up all the things they the garage, say not guys to do. Your age shouldn't do?
Exactly. I could see tripping. And
absolutely.
You know, so next year, I talked to Don. I'm going to help. I am just.
Well, you know.
Or you.
Oh, no. I'm not that guy. I am not a Christmas tree lights guy at all. I remember the one time my neighbor came over. You ever have one of those neighbors where no matter what you're doing, they have to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, and this was, I'll never forget.
He happens to be listening. I have great neighbors.
This was after a Packers game. I still remember that it was dark, and it was finally nice, and it was going to be, we were getting a storm coming or whatever. So either got him up or not. And I don't know for whatever, it's when I lived in Alloway. You know, those Hillcrest homes, there's 10,000 of them in Alloway. They're all built exactly the same, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm laying on my roof, you know, on the peak. I'm laying vertically on the peak. Overhanging the thing to put up the lights.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could roll.
I know. And my neighbor.
You really? So you just went down the whole gable, that whole.
Climbed up the ladder, walked on the roof.
Wow.
Went over and laid right on the peak.
Now I wouldn't do that.
And my neighbor comes over and starts talking. And I'm like, I thought to myself, of all the times you want to come. Really? You can't see I'm kind of busy here.
Wow.
I remember that was like the ultimate of like, that's really?
Like what you're doing isn't important.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I had my legs out, so I was straddling the peak thing. I had good weight distribution. I got these big calves.
Yeah.
So that helped anchor me in place.
That I wouldn't do.
But now I think about it in later life, and it's like, what was I thinking?
Well,
like when I got that big scar there, see that scar?
Uh-huh.
Same thing, putting the Christmas tree lights away and went on the top step of the step ladder where it says don't use this as a step.
Yeah.
And in UP language, that means it's okay to stand here. And that collapsed, and I ripped my arm open on the door. Yeah.
Anyway. But what I did, and I think I've done this before, but I just kind of...
A little, can I just say one thing? A little disappointed. Not, I shouldn't say disappointed. You shouldn't disappoint me, but a little surprised. You of all people that didn't have him up like a while ago. Todd?
Well, I was
a little bit, because you are Father Christmas.
I am, but yeah. I was gone, right?
For a day or two.
Five. No, that was the week I would have done it. Okay. We got, but it was more work than I thought. But I did something smart this year. I plugged all the lights in the garage before I put them out. And usually I take them out and then plug them into the outlet, like around the house or in one of the posts or something. So I threw out a lot of lights. If they were even,
Why do they go back?
Were just a little. No, some of them are... If it would be like the things that you wrap around the tree, you know, those nets? You know,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Sometimes just a section of those go off. But why, I just threw the whole thing
why
out.
Why can you use a set of lights one Christmas and you take them off nicely and you put them in the box and you put them in the basement or wherever you put them and you take them out the next year and they don't work? What happens during that time span? And that's legit. Isn't that true, Todd?
Absolutely.
That honestly happens.
It's planned obsolescence. It's the manufacturer wants them to expire, so you buy more.
Well, I had a guy, a mechanic, told me one time that Detroit kind of does that too. I mean, there are things.
Refrigerator, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there are things that could last like so much longer.
Well, they don't want
but
that.
They build them in a way that they don't.
So they either make money with a new purchase or with the aftermarket parts.
That is legit, isn't it?
Well, totally, it's legit.
Yeah.
It's a whole economic model. How long do you want this stuff to last?
Part of our holiday, growing up, part of our holiday was always dad having to fix the lights every year because they would not buy new lights. My parents had the same set of lights for 25 years.
Would he go through every light scene? Mine too.
He had a tester, like one of those little meters.
Yeah.
He pulled that out.
Oh, that's cool.
And the little bulbs. Okay, I've got it here. I can see there's a connection here.
Yeah.
I don't see it here.
Yeah.
So he would know that somewhere between those two lights, there's a bad bulb.
Well, he was... Yeah. Scientific,
wow.
My dad would take it out and put in a bulb, and take it out and put in a bulb, and take it out and put in the bulb. And we'd be sitting there excited to decorate the tree. He's like, no, don't get excited.
No.
And he'd take it out and put it in.
The lights were so old, they were multicolored, but they were white by the time we threw them out because they were so faded out.
Did you guys have tinsel, you know, the old, like, little strands?
Couple times,
We did that, but. Let me ask you this, folks.
That looks cool.
Did you take it off then and save it for the next year?
No.
We did. We had to save the tinsel. We would take the tinsel off and we would put it on a piece of cardboard. Cardboard would have a little notch in it.
Yeah.
And we would save the tinsel from year to year. We would take the tinsel off the tree.
Wow. Like, that's impressive.
Yeah.
I don't even think people would know, would even what think of that today. Is. No, a tinsel, but if they saw it, they wouldn't think, can we save that? That's great. That's
anybody else? Text us. Let us know. What were your Christmas traditions that now you look back and it's like, wow.
A couple things with those lights. And I don't remember, 40 years ago how much lights were, but they're not that expensive. You know what I mean? Like for $9.99, I'm not going to stress myself out.
I'm so old that I go back to when we had, and they were really cool. And I know they've made a comeback. Modern, where they have like the water and the
bubble lights.
The bubble lights.
Cool. I've got some of those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Those
now,
awesome.
That to me brings back memories of Christmas more than almost anything.
Yeah. I know what you're talking
those
about.
Those are cool.
I don't have those. I have I don't know if I have those. I got to think about that. Hey, we got to put a ton of, use everything. I got those things where the little Santas play, they hit the cymbals and they play different songs that I remember buying that.
No, I don't have one of those. Todd, you have one of those?
That's pretty cool set.
Yeah, they have
different songs.
I would like to see that. That sounds very cool.
I know.
Take a video of it.
Yeah. I might put it up
like
for this.
I'd like to buy one of those. I would love one of those.
I think that, all right, I'll find it. Yeah. I might put that out for our little party, but then it kind of plays music and you don't want music on when you got music on. You know what I mean?
I'd still like to see it though.
All right. I'll try to dig it up. I'll try to
get it up. Careful saying tinsel. Mine. What does that mean? What's wrong with tinsel?
I think you're getting close to saying with an extra T in there.
Oh, thank you, Nikki.
Okay. Right.
Nikki.
Also want to say good morning to our listener, Terry. He's actually listening to us at Bellin. He's in the hospital room he's recovering and want to say hey.
Hang in there, Terry. Appreciate what's going on with all of our people?
Get it done before the holidays.
A big shout out to Cowboy Dave. Got some big surgery done. Hope he's doing well.
And sometimes you got to get that surgery before the end of the year from
insurance.
Remember I told you my tooth?
Pretty well-to-do people that do that.
I'm sucking it up. I'm waiting until my new insurance kicks in January.
Okay.
I don't want to pay $2,800 for another.
When you got something else coming up.
Crown.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe how expensive that is. Isn't that
dental?
Dental work?
Yeah, it is. It just
That's got to be a good...
But,
how much do dentists make? They got to make huge
there's
money,
There's a lot of them,
they?
Though. There's a lot of dentists, so there's...
Although the last thing I really want to do is tick off my dentist, because imagine the pain they can inflict if they want to.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
How much do they make a year, though, a dentist?
I think it's pretty lucrative. No.
In a city? No?
Mm-mm.
500?
Yeah.
200?
Yeah, between those two.
A buddy of mine, my fullback from high school, became a dentist in my hometown, and now he's retired.
That's a good career because there's not a lot of ER stuff. You know, if there's a bad accident, but you don't.
But
really
would
get
you
called.
Do it? I can't think of anything in the world I could do less than put my fingers in somebody else's mouth. I can't even conceive that. And these dental hygienists and everything. God bless.
Would you put them in a body? I mean, you're gonna be a surgeon.
No, I couldn't
do that
either.
Okay, yeah. So you just that whole thing.
Never big on like I used to help my brother gut rabbits and things like that. And clean fish, but I was never one of those guys that were big into, you know, some people. I mean, I was a taxidermist, but I was never big into the
John, that's pretty close to digging that. You're a taxidermist, but what do you say? You know, you didn't like your hands and
well, some people like I got a good buddy. Yeah. He like what he does for a part time job is he skins deer,
yeah,
and everything. You know what I mean? I just did it to get rid of the stuff and then mount my animals.
Yeah, huh?
That's all. But anyway, today is pasty day.
Ooh, UP day.
No.
Is that pasty or pastry?
Pastry.
Pastry day.
Okay.
Oh.
I thought
it was pasty day.
A bunch
like pastry
of,
day. I'm going to tell my story about trying to get a breakfast yesterday.
Jeez.
Well, we can save it for the next segment.
Right. We don't have that kind of time.
Is that unbelievable? I went to like four places and almost got in a fight.
Yeah.
At a gas station over a breakfast.
Okay. Are people hearing this gas station breakfast?
No,
okay, so I just want to say something I did this weekend was I sent out, you know, that Uncle Mike's? They've been in here with that.
Kringle?
Yeah, what's the famous
one? I brought the salt caramel.
So I send those out to friends of mine that don't like live here in Atlanta.
Okay.
And that's a great, and now that I do that every year, they expect it every year. Like if I took them off the list, I think they'd call.
I did this by accident when I went to
but
the deer
do
camp.
That now.
I brought a pumpkin one, and oh my gosh, my brother and I just loved it.
Yeah.
They're pumpkin kringle. Is that what it'd be called? Pumpkin kringle.
Right.
Yeah.
Good phenomenal.
Stuff. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So
but if you're going to mail those to your friends that don't live here, you got to kind of do that like now, this week. What?
What? Can you mail food like that? I mean,
they do it for you. Just give them the list and.
It doesn't go spoiled?
I don't know how they do it. You just give them a list of where you want it to go, and they ship it.
If
it's in a cold, I don't know. I never got a complaint from a friend of mine, so I send those.
That's a nice gift.
It is.
That's not a cheap gift.
No, it's not. So
I didn't get one.
Out of state.
And I brought in some oranges today. Did you see that? I brought in a treat for everybody.
Oh, you did?
Tangerines.
That's nice.
This was that's the only time of year.
Those are good.
That's the only time of year we used to get tangerines when I was a kid was Christmas.
Yeah.
Is that a weird Christmas tradition? Yeah. So I saw tangerines yesterday at festival, so I bought some. She goes, proud of me. I brought them in for the game.
I love it.
It's awesome.
I love it. I'm a cougar. I'm 50.
I kick and stretch.
Today is Llama Day.
It is.
Techno Day, Christmas card day. Does anybody send out Christmas cards anymore?
I just did it. Yesterday,
veterinary
I picked
medicine
a picture,
day,
had voted on it, wrote Donnie the letter.
Yeah. All right. Got text here. Nagani has dentists? What? Wow. We got good teeth in Nagani, people. We got fluoride in our water. Quick break.
Look at me.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, welcome back. Line with the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Beautiful day out
it
there
is.
For a boy, sure change from the other day, huh?
But I think we only have one or two of these days, and then it drops down into the teens. So
I saw Thursday 9 degrees. I don't know if that's true.
Wow,
but it's going to be rough.
It's nice out there. It's more no wind whatsoever. Right? It's beautiful.
Nice
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Today though, the lights yesterday or today, you got to put them up.
Or forget it, huh?
Well, you really going to put them up when it's 9?
I would.
I wouldn't.
Donny Osmond is 67 years old today.
Uh-huh.
John Malkovich is 71. And John Malkovich is in my new favorite TV show.
Something Land. Man Land? Or
nope.
What?
Nope. My second favorite. My third favorite TV show.
Okay.
Space Force with Steve Carell.
Oh.
That is a funny, funny show. Steve Carell is exactly the guy he was in The Office. In this TV show.
Yeah.
He's exactly that character. And it was just Space Force, and it's funny. It's really good. And it's like they spoof a lot of stuff. Like they're having the big meeting with the Congress or whatever. It's like it's the Air Force guy has got his chest full of medals, the Army guy, Marine guy. And the meeting starts, and guy comes in late. He's a Coast Guard guy. Where are you? Coast Guard. Get out of here. They all kick him out. It's a funny, really good show. And
is that the guy that's Steve Carell? That's the black haired guy, the guy kind of in charge. Okay.
Yeah.
He's kind of getting that's typecasting him, right? I mean,
he's totally
gonna have a tough time
character.
Being a romantic guy. You know what I mean? Like, or a detective or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, he could never do that.
No.
No. But if you get a chance to see this show, you gotta watch it. Space Force. It's really funny.
Cool.
Felicity Huffman. I know that name from somewhere.
Actress. Yeah.
Was she in that show with what's her name? Who was married to the guard of the San Antonio Spurs? You know who I mean? He's from France.
She was in Desperate Housewives.
That's it.
The good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Good Lawyer was another one she was in.
Okay. But Desperate Housewives.
Yep.
Who's the girl's married to the guy that played for the Spurs? You know what I mean? No.
All right.
Anyway, we got a big show coming up today. We got Brittany Merlot coming up.
Terry Hatcher, Eva Longoria.
Eva Longoria.
There you go.
Who's she married to?
Okay, let me see here.
He's a good guard for the Spurs. Remember that? When they're winning the championship.
Jose Bastion?
Nope.
Tony Parker?
Yep.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you. Brittany Merlot's coming on. Matt Vandenhoven is coming on. We'll talk with Matt. He's a veteran. Good guy. Started up a company. We'd like to back veterans as much as humanly possible. John Miller, NBC 26, just like where we're at right now, Packer-wise, just with the, this is it, stretch run. I hate to say this. I'm a bad person, but I'd love to see the Jets get beat again yesterday.
They're done.
They're done. Officially out of the playoffs. 10 losses.
14 years in a row. I read that this morning.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That they have not made the playoffs. And believe it or not, Aaron Rodgers was doing some finger pointing.
What?
Yeah.
It's unlike him.
I know.
That.
I couldn't believe it.
I know.
And it after the game.
I kind of saw that. But, well, it's not just one person. There are a lot of different reasons. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But his, I don't think he's going to renegotiate his contract to get better players.
So you know I mean? I saw the promo for his new show. It starts the 17th, I believe.
Oh, this was
Enigma?
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Right?
I mean, he's down in like South America with his face painted.
Right.
And you saw those? Yeah,
I saw the preview. Yeah,
yes, that's what I saw too. Yeah. It's like, wow, he really went deep into whatever it is he went into.
Did he? Or was
I don't know. Maybe the act. But all I'm saying
you know
is like,
saying?
Holy crap! Yeah. I mean, chanting and
but why
stuff
would you
around
wanna...
a fire. It's like what?
So he's got what? $200 million, whatever he's got. But why would you do that?
No
why would
idea.
You bring that to
I
yourself.
I don't know. I wish I knew, and I don't. I used to be fairly good friends with him. I mean, like where we'd be considered friends.
Yeah.
You know, he used to listen to our show every all the time, and sometimes he'd even call Murph and tell me my singing was terrible that morning or whatever. And I mean, you know what I mean? He did that thing for me for a buddy in Afghanistan. Met with all my troops. He was great.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a jersey. He gave me his game-worn jersey from 96, or I'm sorry, 2010. I always get the Super Bowl years mixed up. Yeah. 2010 that he wore against the Atlanta Falcons. The game-worn jersey, asked me to bring it to Afghanistan with me on Thanksgiving when I went over and have guys sign it.
Mm.
So I did that. I brought, you know, brought the game roots jersey, then brought it back to him. So, I mean, we're really good. But I guess what I'm saying is I don't know this guy.
No. I mean, I agree. Everybody's had their good times with him, right? We were over at his house. He signed a jersey for me and my daughters
right.
and said to my mayor and my friend, you know, and now it's just like
I don't know.
Nothing. Yeah, I mean,
I feel like he went to Hollywood.
Something.
To yeah, Hollywood. All
is,
the girlfriends and the high, you know. Ugh.
But we were, not that he didn't hang on to us, but people were real. And
yeah.
I don't know how he gave up on the real people. But whatever. I hope.
But I just watched
happiness.
That preview yesterday of that him down in South America getting his face painted, chanting with these people around a fire. And it's like, who are, I don't know you
right.
compared to the person I used to know. Unless maybe that was him and he hit it or whatever. But it's just, huh.
Yeah, I wonder how he's going to be remembered. He did some good things with that seven loaves, you know.
I would imagine. I mean, he was
good.
Go
down to Africa and not just. You teach him how to bake, but you build him the ovens and everything.
Oh, okay.
Very cool program.
Yeah.
And I know he went on that trip. Yeah. I don't know.
He actually played a pretty good game. He had over 300 yards passing yesterday for the first time in like 3 years.
He did.
So, I mean, his arm is still good. He's still, but he's exactly, and I'm going to say this till the day I die, he's exactly like Brett Favre was in his last couple of years. His feet aren't there anymore. Brett Favre used to avoid getting hurt because he had that quick sidestep where he could juke people, he could get away from people, mm-hmm. and he didn't take hard hits. Aaron Rodgers had that exact same thing, and that's what I see he's lost, and that's why he's getting pummeled.
The paper today, the article that I read, said they compared him to Brett Favre, and just that they both are going to learn the hard way that there's not greener pastures on the other side of Green Bay.
That's true.
You know?
No question.
So.
But I will say this. I think Brett Favre, his first season in Minneapolis, or in Minneapolis, in Minnesota, he played the best football he'd played in 6 or 7 years that year. And mm-hmm. then, of course, they had that interception against New Orleans and lost. But then that next year, I'm sorry, Father Time is undefeated.
No. Yeah.
It does get to you. And you can keep the strong arm. But once your legs go, it's over. And that's what happens to these guys. Their legs. I mean, he can still throw it 75 yards. But I mean,
look at the mayor. He was sore from putting up the Christmas tree lights.
Sore.
He's not the same man.
I'm surprised he's here today.
So am I.
Tylenol PM.
Motto the mayor, back.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Today, it's down to policy business for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. The Farm Bureau Federation began their annual meeting on Friday with their Young Farmers and Agriculturalists event. Brad Olson is the president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. He says today when he recaps some of the highlights from 2024, he's going to focus in on an item that you might not think about when it comes to Farm Bureau, mental health.
Get these stickers out there. They're in virtually every county cop car in the state of Wisconsin for mental health issues, and not just for farmers, veterans, but as well as children. And that looks like it's going to really take off and move. I mean, we've started there. We've had interest. I had a milk co-op that wanted stickers to put in their milk checks and sent to every patron. So I think that's great. I think that's something that we at Wisconsin Farm Bureau can look forward to really having legs and making an impact in mental health issues, not just for farmers, but for everybody around the state.
Brad Olson, president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, says those mental health stickers are an example of a grassroots effort to bring a message to the state scene. He said that conversation of creating the stickers, presenting them to law enforcement, started with local members and moved up. Wisconsin Farm Bureau wraps up their annual meeting with their policy discussion today.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
And last night, during the special awards banquet with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, two were recognized, including Dr. Mark Stevenson, presented the Distinguished Service to Wisconsin Agricultural Award for his contributions towards dairy policy, specifically in Wisconsin and abroad. And also from Washington County, Mark Strupp was presented the Farm Bureau Federation's Distinguished Service to Farm Bureau Award. Find more at MidwestFarmReport.com for the rest of convention results. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news. On a Monday, I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 43 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Colder, 32 for a high with some light snow by tomorrow night and through much of the day Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating him for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Swallow. Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, who will address all our health needs to make us more efficient TV watchers. Then Nightlight will really go up in smoke when I welcome Rose Bauman from Legacy Cigars.
Nightlight with Pete.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin health officials are warning of a spike in respiratory illnesses during the holiday season. According to the Department of Health Services, record travel over the week of Thanksgiving resulted in an increase in respiratory illnesses over the last week, as well as an increase in hospitalizations. Health officials also noted that Wisconsin residents are slightly behind average when it comes to flu vaccination rates. So they're reminding everyone to get vaccinated to protect themselves and others during the holiday season. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he selected a new secretary nominee for the Department of Natural Resources, but so far has not shared that person's name. The position has been vacant for over a year as Governor Evers and state Republicans spar over a number of his nominations. Earlier this year, over half of the Natural Resources Board was also kicked by the state Senate. Governor Evers says finding a suitable candidate has been difficult over fears that the Republican-controlled state Senate will again vote out his nominee. It has officially begun. A groundbreaking ceremony was held last week to celebrate the start of work on an 8-story luxury apartment building on the site of the former Adams Street parking lot in downtown Green Bay. The Packers Heritage Trail Monument will also be removed from the area to make way for the building. The city approved spending over $109,000 to move the monument to a new location. A Lakewood teenager was killed after an ATV crash Saturday night. Oconto County Sheriff's officials say the 15-year-old man was driving an ATV on a snow-covered surface, failed to negotiate a curve, went off the road, and struck several trees in a ditch. The driver died on the scene. No other details have been released. For news anytime, see our website, civicmedia.us. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW and WISS News.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Don't forget, later on this morning after 7 o'clock, your shot to win $100 in our grown-up gift list contest. It's a statewide contest with the other stations in Civic Media. We're going to have some fun this morning after 7 o'clock. Jim and John will have your text word after 7 o'clock. And again, this hour, your next hour, your shot to win $100 this morning. So stick around for that. Now back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Okay, I told you before the show,
$100.
We should just, all three of us should just talk and not be on, not, and just like pretend we're not on the air. Because like the conversation Jim and I just had during the break.
Would we get in trouble with that conversation?
No, not really. I went grocery shopping yesterday.
Yeah.
Not me, you know, I'm not buying tenderloins. I'm buying them all. I'm buying hot dogs. I'm buying beef sticks. I'm buying eggs, buying cheese. The most basic things humanly possible, right? $91.
Yeah.
$91. Yeah. Brittany.
I know.
$91.
It
is. And then, Brittany, I got to tell you a funny story. Not a funny story. Just, I'll tell you a true story. Tell you a Mino story.
Okay. So it may not be true.
It's not
or
true.
Funny.
You know, Johnny.
Neither true nor funny. But it's true. So I put on, okay, I think everybody has fat clothes, right? Like, we can be honest, we go up and down fluctuation-wise, sometimes weight-wise, and sometimes you buy something that's, you know, a size that only fits you when you're in a certain thing, okay? You with me on that one, Brittany?
I am.
So anyway, it's 40, it was, okay, normally I wear, my goal in life is to get down to a 34 waist.
Ain't gonna happen.
Well, thanks for the encouragement, Jim. So anyway, my goal in life, I'm a 38, okay?
Yeah.
But when I was heavier, because I was working out a lot, I was heavier. I had a size 40 pants.
Okay.
40 waist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, that's what I put on yesterday. A 40.
Yeah.
Because they fit.
And I didn't have a belt. Didn't put on a belt.
Oh, no.
And they're sliding down.
Yep.
And I could even take it a step further, but I won't. But anyway.
Did they fall?
Like those clowns.
So I'm in.
With a sound effect.
So I'm in Festival.
Because they just go up to the top, and then it's just a funnel. Just a funnel that come down.
Okay, I'm going to...
Wait a minute. Let's all pitch in, you guys. Suspenders for Johnny.
I want to hear this story, because yeah. Sounds like it's getting good.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
All right, now
Shut up, John.
We got to go to a break. Oh, God, that is gross.
I'm being honest.
So what happened?
Okay, John, don't be that honest. We don't need that.
All right, I'll take it back then.
Okay.
So anyway.
Too late.
So I'm carrying.
Scarred for life.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
And I have to subtly hold. I got my finger in the loop, holding my pants up.
Yeah,
because they would literally go down.
Yeah.
So I'm carrying my cheese and my bread and my eggs and I'm holding with the belt loop. And twice people stop me. Hey, John Mino. Hey,
oh Lord.
Oh no.
Twice as I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms at festival.
Okay.
That's why he's on the radio.
So I do have a question.
Okay.
And then, sorry, Brittany, that you're having to be up early for this. But
No, this is great.
So the reason why you don't wear underwear, I'm interested in that question. Is it because you don't have any clean underwear?
No.
Yes.
No,
okay. Totally.
No. No.
Or he doesn't have any underwear, period.
No.
Clean or not.
No.
You just like the feeling of it?
No.
On the weekends.
Yeah.
I don't. Spring. Yeah.
Oh, we got to move on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on, Brittany. Okay, you got to understand Brittany, that.
I think there's a lot. If people were honest, there'd be a lot of people out there that would admit that. On the weekends, they don't.
I think people want to wear more comfortable clothes on the weekends. Like
same
sweats
thing.
And stuff,
but if you put on sweats. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
True.
I had a lady walk by my house yesterday that she said she didn't recognize me because of my sweats, which I thought was weird. It's like, what
did she say?
He had sweats on yesterday.
I was decorating, right? And just as wearing sweats and I don't know, probably this, a t-shirt or something. And she's like, Donna said hi to her. And then I said, oh, hi, and it's Jim Schmidt. She goes, oh, my gosh, I didn't recognize you in those sweats. I'm like, what?
Didn't recognize
you? Don't you look somebody in the eye and their hair?
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. Huh, that's interesting.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Brittany, got your lights up?
No, I don't. I'm the worst.
Where do you, we don't know about you. Do you live in a house, an apartment, your trailer that you take all over the country?
Tent.
What do you live in?
Igloo.
I would love that RV life. That would be so amazing.
You
I would
and me
trade
both.
This in a heartbeat.
You and me
yes,
both.
Yes, yes. But
you and me both.
I'm renting a townhome, so I got the upper level of a townhome.
Oh,
that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Excellent.
Yeah.
Brittany, you know what I'm addicted to?
What?
Brittany. Okay, going on these websites on where people, like, they're not survivalists, but they camp very frugally, like, do you know what I mean? Where they're all
like a backpacker kind of, you know,
And they create their own things and stuff. And you know what they all use? I like this. I'm going to do this. They don't carry matches or a lighter. They carry those, like, flintlock things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to start their fires because they want to be as down to earth as humanly possible. But I'm going to tell you something that I'm going to do. So here's what the guy does. He prepares his wood before he goes out. Get this. He takes his drill, a regular drill, you know, your Black & Decker drill, mm-hmm. okay? And he takes a stick and he puts it in there, okay? Like you'd put the thing. And then he puts it into a pencil sharpener. And it makes all those shavings. And he mixes the shavings, I forget with what it is. It might be Vaseline. And carries them in little cans. You know, like a screw-on can type thing. And it starts a fire like you can't believe in any conditions. Wet or not, it starts a fire. Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
I know.
And something that we all should try to remember and have in the back pocket just in case.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, you can buy those fire starter things in a lighter. Why didn't you just do that? That seems like a lot of work for somebody
wet.
To go to the store. No. They're in those packs. Just open the packs. They're in those foil packs.
Because we like being a little bit more primitive, Jim.
Okay. All right. Right. primitive, practical, whatever you want to call it. All right. Yeah, that makes sense.
One
if you want to get frustrated with the sparks and all that, yeah.
That's
a good idea.
Oh, no. You know what they mix in it with? You know what they mix
what?
In with? Dryer lint from
That's
your dryer.
It. I bring that with me. Every
Do you
time.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's
yep,
what
I
it
save
is.
It. It's in a little bag for me camping.
Wow. I will save some. I'll save you my lint.
Okay, thanks.
I got a lot of it. I will. What? No, wow. I'm serious. What?
Merry Christmas. There you go. It's
well, no, but that's
lint,
a real big fire thing is that lint. And that's
in
what
your
they
dryer.
Mix. Yeah.
That's what starts fires
mm-hmm.
in dryers.
I know. That's what I mean. Yeah. But that it's
Get it out
that,
and give it to us.
That's what
go.
He mixes with the wood shavings is dryer lint.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, now I want to have a big bonfire.
I know, right? Mm.
In the snow, too. I want a white Christmas, a big bonfire. That sounds amazing.
Are we looking like we're going to have a white Christmas?
Yeah, help us out here, Brittany.
It's colder this week.
You're dancing around it.
I'm trying, right? Oh, goodness. Well, we do have a few shots. I do think that we'll have something on the ground, hopefully, but our temperatures are just a roller coaster. Seriously, like, We're at 45 degrees today, falling to the single digits by Thursday. So every single day we're getting cooler up until Thursday. It's going to be frigid, and then we go bouncing right back up to some warm temperatures in the 30s and 40s by next week. So nice. Yes, we have snow shots Wednesday and then also Friday night into Saturday. So we could get a couple of inches this week, but how long will it last? Because more 40s push back in after that. So the white Christmas is a little iffy at the moment.
Okay, I just want to say one thing, and some people might get mad at me for this. Stay off the ice. You see, a buddy of mine runs a claiming service, and he had pictures up already, cars, trucks going through the ice.
Really?
Yeah. That's way too early for cars and trucks right now.
I don't get that. And
the winds, too, on top of it. The winds are going to be shifting the different ice levels, so keep that in mind, too. It's changing everywhere. Plus the warmer temperatures melting it. I was going up with the Wisconsin River. My gosh, there's like ice jams kind of going on. All this melting and moving and no good.
I'll tell you what, that's one thing that scares me is ice, being on ice in the water. And I've done 1,000 fishing stories and sturgeon spearing stories and everything. And Big Al Sampson, the sportscaster who, you know, made his lifetime, he'd do two things. He'd carry a can of noise. That doesn't make sense. do you know what I mean?
Yeah, one of those bullhorns.
You just press the button. Yep. It's like a
air horn.
Air horn. That's what I'm trying to get at. He'd carry one of those and would always have his car door opened a little bit when we're riding on ice.
Yep.
Because he said the number one thing to do if you're starting to go down is throw that door open.
Yeah.
Because that will keep the car up longer and to get out.
I would never go on the ice.
Well, I mean, we had to. I mean, to do stories and to do whatever, but it's a scary thing.
Right.
Man. You would never go on the ice? I mean,
in a car.
You never ice fished in your life?
I went with my brother one time in Minnesota, and it was, like, loud, and he said that's the ice shifting.
Well, yeah. Ooh, it makes noises. Yes.
It does. It was making
that's
noises.
Fun.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they were... That was, I don't know how he told me how thick the ice was. It was like unbelievable.
We'd go stories on cutting the holes for sturgeon spearing. It's mind boggling how thick it is. I mean, it was like, you know, this thick.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
It's crazy.
And it's crazy how many, it's one little hole in this massive lake, and they just one after another. They were just pulling.
I know where you were. You're that real famous place. I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah,
where everybody goes. And they almost, you know, that as you read an article about that, because the weather is so warm for the last couple of years, Brittany, that a lot of those businesses, you know, they pretty much, it's a 4 or 5 month type of industry. They make all their money. And the lake was closed, and those people lost so much money. It was incredible.
Oh, that's terrible.
Winnebagoche? Winnebagoche? Is that the name of it?
Washburn?
No, Winnebagoche. The lake in Minnesota where everybody goes perch fishing. You guys went perch fishing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
So how does Christmas look, Brittany?
Oh, Christmas. I didn't even look that far yet. It changes too much. I can't give you
that forecast yet. it really does change a lot. I mean, like you said, this roller coaster we're on right now. But, you know, I kind of looked out because there's a lot of people that, we're driving around, still have to put their lights up. So it's really yesterday or today that they should do it. I mean, you can do it when it's 9 degrees. It's just
Hey, Brittany, do you have a balloon bike?
A balloon bike.
A balloon tire bike. Isn't that what they're called? The real fat tires?
These are just called fat tires.
Yes. I have a balloon tire fat tire bike.
Okay.
I like it. I'm going to use that name now.
That looks like fun.
It is fun because you can take it out on the snow and everybody looks at you like you're crazy, but you get to roll around and have a blast.
That looks like a lot of fun.
There's a big fat tire bike run coming up.
Oh, is there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Here?
Yeah.
You mean a ride?
Oh.
A run or a ride?
A ride.
Right.
Did I say run? Oh, yeah. Back tire fight ride. No, it's a ride. Everybody gets on their bikes and
I would do that.
Dress like Santa Claus.
I would do that. I wouldn't dress like Santa Claus. I would do that. I want to get one of those. Brittany.
Oh, they are so much fun, honestly.
Brittany, you know what we're going to do this winter? Brittany, you know what we're doing this winter? We're going balloon biking.
Balloon biking.
Yes. We're doing that.
You know, Hayward has a fat tire bike race in the snow. I think it's in like March. They try to put that on. That would be fun.
You know, they did one a few years ago on Winnebago. And a snowstorm hit. And people were like, which way is it to shore?
Yeah,
remember that, Todd?
Yes. Yep.
I mean, people were lost. I mean, you got to be careful because you could ride into, you know, open water type thing. Yeah, that's scary.
Terrible.
Yep. Mm-mm. Brittany, can you hang around?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Brittany Merlo, our very special guest this Monday morning. Got a text there. I hope those people that ran to John at Festival over the weekend aren't listening. If so, Civic just lost a couple of listeners. Back after this.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Monday morning. I'm Brittany Merleau, Civic Media meteorologist, joining us. Brittany, we're old. Me and Jim are old. Thank you, Todd.
What?
World. But let me ask you this. I never remember this time of year as a kid without like 3 feet of snow being on the ground already. How about you?
Totally, Brittany. We were talking about that yesterday. There's no snow. I would like 2 inches of snow just to cover up the wires for my extension cords and stuff. It's all over my grass.
Brittany, I think your mic is muted.
Oh, that's what I'm looking for. So I don't want a lot of snow. But it's unbelievable how little snow we've had last year, this year. There's just... I don't know. Is it cyclical? Or are we just going to be right back to where we were 30 years ago?
I mean, even your young life, Brittany, would you say when you were a kid you just had more snow at Christmas?
Honestly, yes. And I lived further south, you know,
yeah.
I'm from a Chicago suburb, and I was used to growing up with so much more. I don't even, like you said, I don't remember many years without it, actually, at all.
Uh-uh.
But then... You know, I moved up to Duluth, and then I was getting snow all the time. And then when I moved to the Fox Valley, I was very disappointed in the last few years. I was like, what's going on here? Where? Why? I know I'm on the wrong side of the lake for lake effect, but systems should still be hitting Wisconsin constantly, and they're just missing us more and more and becoming more rain and switching over to rain or staying rain longer because our overnight temperatures aren't really dropping as low. It's just kind of a pain in the butt. I mean, I want to be in the area where there's a ton of snowfall. That's why I live up north. So I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
It might be an opening in Buffalo.
I know. Wasn't that game crazy?
They just every
week?
But Buffalo... When you think of Buffalo, don't you think of snow?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's been other games, too, where they've just been snowed out.
I was actually offered a job in Buffalo as a sportscaster. And honestly, God,
bad town.
I didn't want to. It just doesn't seem, you know, I was here in Green Bay at the time. Buffalo, New York just doesn't seem like a place that I would, if it was, you know, Phoenix or Tampa or something. But Buffalo, would you move to Buffalo?
You'd shuffle off to Buffalo.
That's okay. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. That's actually
fine. He's been waiting on that.
He's been,
time.
Yeah. He set that up two weeks
ago. He's like a sniper, just waits for you to walk by and he nails you. Yeah. That's Todd. But you know what I mean?
But would you move to Boston?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Everybody moved to Boston.
I'd move to Boston in a heartbeat.
Their snow is, they get
I know,
snow, but the other buildings, you don't see
it. Would you move to Buffalo? Brittany, would you move to Buffalo? Yeah, you might.
If there's no more snow here in Wisconsin, yeah. I guess I have to. Where am I going to go?
Okay. But it is crazy, though, isn't it, Brittany? I mean, you guys can do the research as to how much snow we had years ago versus now.
Yeah, it's definitely
an I'm not going to get the global warming thing, but I'm just saying, there's no question. It's something's changed.
No doubt about it. I love it. I do too. I used my snowblower last year, I think once. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Maybe twice, but once. And I feel bad for errands and, you know, the people who make their money, ski hills. But ski hills, though, they're making snow. Did you see that? They're making snow up
there. I know Sunburst down near West Bend or in that.
It's cold enough?
Yeah, they've got
it. Oh, that's cool.
Yep. Right. I'm good. I just keep it going this way. This is fine. 2 inches, just Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, so my yard looks nice. Other than that, nope, I'm good.
Hey, Brittany, what?
You know, I was just, I just met a couple people over the weekend from, I think they're from Vegas, and they're sitting here talking about our Midwest weather, and they're like, wait, so skiing and all that must be terrible. It must be icy, right? And I'm like, oh, shoot, it kind of is.
Yeah.
Compared to what they have up in the mountains and the powder and the fresh, and when we're making it, right, and these temperatures are so warm, it's just icy in these conditions. So if you think about the nation thinking that about the Midwest, that's not fun because our temperatures are getting warmer.
I lived in Idaho, and that's where I first, I skied growing up, but not, you know, where you'd pay for it. That was like for the rich kids to go and actually buy a ski ticket and everything. So we just did it in the hills. But
how'd you get up to the hill?
Oh, you want to know how? Side, boom, with boom,
your,
boom.
You have the ready equipment, the same ski boots?
You have your skis on.
You walked off a hill with your ski boots.
With the skis on. You sidestep the whole way out. You want to talk about something that, you want to talk about burning calories? Sidestep up a hill skiing. You ever do that, Brittany?
Oh, yes.
That is, that will burn more calories than anything you'll ever do. Ever. Wow. But what I'm saying is, when I was in Idaho and we'd actually went to the mountains, it was the same thing. It's like, oh my God, is this snow ever nice? It's so soft and fluffy and whatever. Because they get it every night. You know, that's the thing. They get fresh snow every night up there in the mountains. I mean, if somebody likes skiing and they haven't been to the mountains skiing, you got to do it.
And it's warm.
It's warm.
Because you wear your sweater. And that is so much fun.
Yeah.
Yes, it's skiing here is good. Skiing in
you gotta Alta, go to a mountain
any place
sometime.
In Salt Lake City or up in that stuff, that is a whole
actually,
lot of
fun. I've still got the video of it. One of the stories they did on was helicopter skiing out there.
That looks cool.
Yeah, they take people up to these virgin mountaintops and drop you off and ski down. Oh, it's incredible.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be very cool. But I don't know, isn't that kind of...
Well, they have avalanche problems.
Exactly.
In fact, one of the wife of one of the guys, the main guys from Sun Valley, died in an avalanche. That would be the worst. That would be my worst way to go. Yeah. Avalanche?
Well,
yeah.
I think not. I think fire would still be worse. Because I think the avalanche, you can still dig. Like, I can dig my way out of here. Fire, it's over.
Brittany, how about you?
Both. Yeah, none. All right. I guess I'll take the avalanche if I was going to. I don't like the fire.
All right, fine. Mm-mm. Well, Brittany, give us a little synopsis of what we can expect here.
All right, temperatures falling from here on out. It's the warmest day of the week. Into the mid-40s, will be cloudy for a good chunk of tomorrow and Wednesday. But by Wednesday, so highs will be falling. So we're in the 40s today, 30s tomorrow, 20s on Wednesday, single digits on Thursday. Then we'll pop back up to the mid-20s for Friday before we climb back to near 40 on Sunday.
People could literally golf today.
Yes.
Yeah, you could. Absolutely. And Sunday.
I think they probably are.
That's incredible.
Rally, I'll bet you they are.
That's actually incredible. Brittany Merlot, we love having you on.
Thank you. Love you guys.
All right, thanks for everything you do for us.
All right, take care.
We're going to start a quick break. Man of the Mirror. Back after this.
Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS. Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Brian.